Call up somebody. Tell them it's going to be all right. K-A-Y-T. Got the gospel transmitting all day.
Greetings. This is Reverend Lionel Smith, pastor of New Skyline Baptist Church. We are a church that is working towards acquiring the mind of Christ. Sit back and listen to the message already in progress.
Good morning, church. If you know you love the Lord, give the Lord a hand clap of praise. Now, here's the kicker right here. If you know the Lord loves you, somebody say, thank you, Jesus. Come on, put your hands together. It's a brand new year. Our first, second Sunday. We woke up this morning. Hey! Come on, choir. Oh, yeah. I feel like praising today. Yeah. Woo! All right, here we go. Hey! This morning, when I rose, hey!
I didn't have no
doubt. Come on, church. This morning, when I rose, yeah.
I didn't have no doubt.
Come on, hey. This morning, when I rose, yeah.
I didn't have no doubt.
Woo! I know the Lord
will take care of me.
I know my God
will provide for me.
And I know He will.
Oh,
yes, He will.
Always,
hey.
Always.
This morning, when I rose, hey,
I didn't have no doubt.
This morning, when I rose, yeah.
I didn't have no doubt.
Hey, this morning, when I rose, yeah.
I didn't have no doubt.
Oh, I know the Lord
will take care of me.
I know my God
will provide for me.
And I know He will. I woke up this morning to a brand new day. Hey!
I didn't have no doubt.
I got up this morning to a brand new day, yeah.
I didn't have no doubt.
Yeah, listen. I woke up this morning to a brand new day, yeah.
I didn't have no doubt.
Woo! I know the Lord
will take care of me.
I know the Lord. And I know He will. Oh, yes, He will. Oh, yes, He will. Hey, I woke up this morning with the Holy Ghost. Hey,
I didn't have no doubt.
I got up this morning with the Holy Ghost. Hey,
I didn't have no doubt.
Hey, I woke up this morning with the Holy Ghost. Hey,
I didn't have no doubt.
Come on, hey. You know the Lord
will take care of me.
You know how God
will provide for me.
And I know He will.
He ain't got
me. Oh, yes, He will.
Hey,
and this is what He did for me. Hey, hey.
Shout it.
Hallelujah. Feel like
shout.
light running.
Bell light running.
I'm gonna run for Jesus. I'm gonna run for my Lord. I feel like running. I feel like running. I feel like running. I feel like shouting. I feel like shouting. I feel like shouting. I feel like walking.
I feel like
talking. Run for Jesus. Run, run, run. Run, run, run. Run, run, run. You know the Lord. You know the Lord. And I know He will. Yes, He will. Somebody clap your hands for the Lord. Somebody back there say hallelujah. 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 Somebody on this side say hallelujah. Hallelujah. Somebody on this side say hallelujah. He's worthy to be praised. Hey, hey. Feel like walking. Feel like walking. Run for Jesus. I'm gonna run for my Lord. You know the Lord. You know our Lord. I know He will. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. 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 Woo! Hey! Hey! Hey!
God, my God, I'm in a position, the same one that Barack Obama was in when he came up behind Michelle Obama. He said, I got to be crazy coming behind now. So the lifting spirit that we have today in the house is highly exalted, and we as children of the King must give God the glory and the praise that's deserving to Him. And I thank God for all of you today for coming out and attending us and come and share the broken body and share the blood of Jesus Christ today with us. And we thank God for that, giving us an opportunity to share in that, because in long remembrance of what He's already done for us and He's doing for us right now, and we need to always show joy and praise. Today we're going to be looking in the book of Romans, the 12th chapter, verse 1 through 11. We need you to iron out some wrinkles that's maybe in the church. Yeah. If there be any rankles in the church, I know God fixed the church and made the church a perfect utopia. And so by chance, we might be slipped or messed up a little bit. So we're going to try to iron a few wrinkles out today, if the Lord would allow us to do so. And I thank God for you today. From Romans 12, verse 1 through 11, it says, I beseech you, therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy, accepted unto God, which is your reasonable service. And be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind, that ye may prove what that is good and acceptable and the perfect will of God. For I say, through the grace given unto me, to every man that is among you, not to think of himself more highly than he ought to think, but to think soberly according as God hath dealt to every man the measure of faith. For as we have many members in one body, and all members have not the same office, so we being many are one body in Christ, and every one member one of another, having then gift different according to the grace that is given unto us. Whether prophecy, let us prophesy according to the proportion of faith. Or ministry, let us wait on our ministry. Or he that teaches on teaching. Or he that exhorted on exhortation. He that giveth, let him do it with simplicity. He that ruleth with diligence. And he that showeth mercy with cheerfulness. Let love be without dissimulation. Abhor that which is evil, and cleave to that which is good. Be kindly affectionate one to another with brotherly love, and honor, preferring one another. Not slothful in business, fervent in spirit, and serving the Lord. We thank God for you today. But he that prophesies speaketh unto men to edification and exhortation. We thank God today for you and what you have brought today to hear the word of God this day. And we thank God for you, because he's doing so much for us today. Every day he's doing something for us. Through his mercy shall we overcome, if you have faith in the word of God. Through God's mercy, it ain't nothing in you. It might be in you now, but it wasn't in you. God looked beyond your fault and saw what you need and get you some mercy. And Paul said here, through his mercy, his and not mine. I didn't have, the law didn't have no mercy in it. Whatever the law said, that would come to pass. But see, the Bible, let me share this with you. The Bible was fulfilled in the book of Acts. It was completed through Jesus Christ's death, burial, and resurrection. Now, I'm going to lay this on your head just for a moment. There's no need for you to go back to the Old Testament no more, because Jesus fulfilled it. But ain't nothing wrong with the Old Testament. It's still the word of God. But what Jesus wants us to do is come by the new creature now in Christ Jesus. Old things, what? Passed away. Behold, all things now has become new. And when we look at where we've come from, we can rejoice without you telling me to say amen. You don't have to tell me to say amen. I know what God done for me. I know what he brought me through. I know how I was and what I am now. And I thank him every day for allowing me to be who I am now. Well, the scripture say, the apostle here say, he beseech. I mean, he request or ask honestly for us to change our personality. He want us to today seek the ways of God and not the ways of man. And then he say, he beseech you therefore, brethren. Brother is the whole body of Christ. Is every member that's in here today is the body of Christ. You could be weak or you be strong, you're still in the body of Christ. You cannot be full-blooded Christian yet, but you're growing in grace and strength, and you're still one of God's children. He says, therefore, brother, by the mercies of God, what God put in me. You know, Paul, let me say this to you. Paul was a low-down rascal. Anybody called the name of Jesus, he whooped them or run them out of their house, run them out of the city, had them put in jail.
just for saying Jesus. We need to know all that before we start going into Paul said, know where Paul come from. Paul had a story and a testimony himself. What God had brought on his way to Damascus. He met God. He had the high priest and everybody else afraid of him. But when he met God, God gave him a short right. Down he went, knocked his sight out of his head. He had to go to the man that he was persecuting to lay hand on him and give him his sight back. We got to know our story. You know God's story. He said, by the mercy of God, God's mercy. God put that in me because before then I was nothing. I was a little thug. That he presents your body as a living sacrifice. What you mean, Smith, presenting your body a living sacrifice? This is my temple here that God live in this temple right here. Okay, now I be wanting to do things sometimes that's not according to God's will. I have to sacrifice my body. I can't let me go. I can't go in and do that which God said don't do. That's presenting yourself. You know, all before now, before Jesus came, you had to kill an animal, a clean animal. Cut it up, get the blood out, lay it on the altar, pour the blood on it, and burn it up to be purified. But when Jesus came, we are living sacrifices now. We got to sacrifice our own self. I don't care what I want. I got to do it in the way God said for me to do it. If I don't do it like that, I'm not a living sacrifice. I'm still dead. If I'm dead, ain't no life in me. If ain't no life in me, that means Christ don't live in me, don't abide in me. I think Romans 8:9 say that if we ain't got Christ, we none of his. And we got to keep that in mind. Every time I look in the mirror, I get up in the morning, just like you ladies. I get up and look and brush my hair back, see how I look and everything. I do that every time I get up, I do that. So in this mirror of life, every time we get up, look in the mirror. Look in this mirror right here. And whatever you see offsetting, not according to God's will, just straighten it up. You already been saved and sanctified and filled with the Holy Ghost. Just straighten it up. You don't have to call a preacher. You don't have to call a deacon to come over here and lay hand on them. No, Jesus put the power in you to lay hand on your own self. And anoint yourself with oil, and you shall recover. In 1 Peter 2:5, it says, you also live a lively stone, a built up in a spiritual house and a holy priesthood to offer up spiritual sacrifice acceptable to God by Jesus Christ. Jesus put it in you. He put it in you, and he wants you to live in that. Whatever spirit they put in you, you live by that spirit. Ain't but one spirit, y'all. You know, we all run around here and say, I got the spirit. What spirit you got? If I don't see no fruits coming from you, what spirit you got? You got to have a clean spirit of God. Everybody got some spirit in them, but what spirit have you? What spirit have you? You don't have the right spirit, you ain't there. But Christ has his son over his own house. Whose house are ye if ye hold fast the confidence and the rejoicing of the hope firm unto death? If you got to hold on when God saves you, you got to stay saved. That's right. The Bible says, if a brother or sister be overtaken of fault, ye which is spiritual, restore such a one. I see now in the church house, God help me. We're fine. We look for faults. We be looking all under the pews, looking for faults in somebody. And you're supposed to be lifting everybody up. If a brother ain't where you at, you're supposed to grab him by the hand and bring him to where he need to be. But I still find in the church fault finders. In the old day, they take them back in the barn, them fault finders, and put that whip on them until they confess. That's under the law. But we're under grace now. We're under grace. God have mercy upon us now. And then he went on to say this, and don't be conformed to this world, but you be transformed by the renewing of what? Your mind. That you may prove what is good, that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. I was low down. I had a habit of talking crazy all the time. And when Christ come in my life, he renewed my spirit. He renewed my mind. He sanctified my mind. He made my mind holy and acceptable unto him. And that's the least I can do. Accept Christ as Lord and Savior, and he gonna make me whole. The Bible tell me none but the pure in heart shall see God. And if you know you ain't pure, it ain't got nothing to do with me. Just get pure. How do I get pure? By being sanctified by the word. The word gonna clean you up and purify you. So the only thing can do, then the preacher lay hand on you all day. He can't do nothing for you till God give him the new. God got to give you the new. He got to do the sanctification. And he said that you had a renewed mind. Let the mind of Christ be in you. That's also in Christ Jesus. What are you saying, Smith? You put to think like the Lord. Yes, simple as that. Yes, think like the Lord. If you don't think like the Lord, you're off base. And you can't get in. You can stand at the door all day and knock. You can't get in. Why? Jesus got the key. You can't get to the Father unless you come by the Son. And Jesus hold the key in his hand. I know he told Peter, say, Peter, you say, you just told the truth. On this rock I build my church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. He say, Peter, I'm going to give you the keys to everything. You can unlock everything in this earth because you got the keys. When we stand in the righteousness of God, God gives us a key. Nobody else can open your door but you. You're the only one can open your door. And you open it, you can go out and in of your door. Bless God. See, let the mind of Christ be in you. 1 Peter 1:14 say, as obedient children, not fashioning yourselves according to the former lust in your ignorance. When I didn't know no better, I did silly things. Now that I got Christ and Christ have revised my mind, renewed my mind the way I used to walk. I don't walk like that no more. I got a new limp in my leg now. I don't walk straight leg no more. Joy. The limp is joy. Peace, love, understanding, patience. That's what God has given me now. And that's what we got to do. When we get up in church, listen to me good. When we get up in the house of the Lord, we got to, when we get through that door right there and come in that door, we got to start smiling. Look what God done did me. Look where he brought me from. We ought to be smiling. He brought me from 24 into 25, and I'm still here. I'm still using the members of my body. He got me here for a purpose. And if I'm here for a purpose, I'm going to use my purpose to the full extent. 1 John 2:15 says, love not the world, neither the things of the world. If any man love the world, the love of God. What? Now that's scripture, y'all. Ain't nothing I'm making up. He said, if any man love the world, the love of God is not in him. What are you saying, Smith? Anything not of God is of the world. If I love you more than I love God, that's the world. If I love my truck out there more than I love God, or more than I love this brother here, that's the devil. There's no possession in this earth that we can attain that we need to put in front of God. He wants us to know that our brother, our sister, our mother, our daddy, whoever it is, don't put them before God. Let God be first in your life. If he's first in your life, you're on the right road now. And you can just shout joy every day because you're on the right road. He said, for I say though the grace given unto me. God gave me this grace. I didn't win it. I didn't work for it. I wasn't beautiful enough to earn it. God gave it to me. And to every man that is among you, not to think of himself more highly than he ought to think. When I come to this house, I come here as a servant of Jesus Christ. I don't come to be Lord over nobody in this house. Even though I am pastor, which the Bible says I'm a watchman over the flock, I ain't no better than you. Same spirit in you and me. Sometimes we can get the tingle brain, think we better than somebody else. And this scripture here is saying, don't do that. It go further than that. He said, a man ought to be many masters. Lord have mercy, y'all. Help me. I want to run the deacon bowl, the preacher bowl, the usher bowl, the brother bowl. Look, we got some crazy people still in the church. We want to do that. We want to run everything in the church. And when God gave you something to run, you run your up. Whatever he gave you, run that. That's you telling me to tie my shoe and yours on loose. We got to be very careful today, church. What we do and what we say in our lifestyle got to be on the style of Jesus Christ. If you ain't styled like Christ, then you're out of order. And you need to strive to get back in order. See, you got to do things that God appreciates, that God accepts. You know, when we pray sometimes, we pray in the will of God. I can pray for a lot of things. I can pray for a new pair of shoes. That's silly because all I can do is go buy them. I ain't got to pray for that. I go buy them. You know, we do silly stuff in God's house. And that shouldn't be the thing that's impossible in life here. We pray over it and ask God, if it be your will, let me have this, that, or the other. But God has made us and given us the authority over everything on this earth. Everything. Man rule everything on this earth. And but we start trying to rule people, and he don't want that. He wants us to be humble servants of one another, help us one of another. He wants us to love one another as he loved us. And then he said, if we love one another, everybody gonna know you one of my disciples. When I walk through this church and can't look you in the face and shake your hand, there's something wrong with me. Not you, because what you do ain't got nothing to do with what I do. God wants us to know that, and he wants us to understand that. He said, for I say through the grace given unto me, what God gave me, I wasn't worthy of it. And to every man which is among you, not to think of himself more high than he ought to think, but according as God have dealt every measure of faith. You know what? God ain't going to give me $10. And I can't manage one. I know we get high strung sometimes and want this, that, and the other, want everything we see. But God knows you can't handle it. He ain't going to give it to you. He ain't going to give it to you because you can't handle it. And you can't handle it, you're going to mess it up and mess somebody else up too. So he's not going to give you that what you can't handle. He give you according to his purpose what he wants you to have. Not what you want. We beg God every day almost. Lord, give me this. Give me this, Lord. Let me have this. Knock my brother knee down. They was talking about me, Lord. Get him. We do all kinds of silly stuff in the church. And this God's house. Everything we say should be positive. I'm telling you the truth. I don't want no negative stuff in this church. That's me as pastor. I'm speaking bold. I don't want no negative stuff in this church. Everything you say, I want it to be inspired by God. And that's the way the real church functions. Things that's positive. I don't care if I'm a less fortunate in education. You know what I want you to do? Lift me up. Pick me up. Tell me what I can gain. Tell me what I can know if I study. Study the word of God and talk to God. He'll make me a smart man. You know the ration I'd give them to the swift, huh? Not to the strong, but those that endure till the end. You may not have your portion right now, but just stay in. Boom. Stay online. Stay online. It's going to come. Your change is going to come. And when it comes, you just glorify God for it. Because that's who you need to go. You don't want to thank me. Don't thank me. I'm not the one. Thank the Lord for whatever. Even if it come by me, don't thank me. Thank God for it. That's the one. Give it to me. God gave it to me, so you thank God, not me. Sometimes we promote people too high. And they get up there and can't handle themselves up there, they fall and have a great fall and enter their life forever. And the Bible goes on to tell us, say, we have many members in one body, and all the members have not the same office. God, help me, Jesus. In the church today, We got a whole lot of people. A lot of people in here today. Everybody in here is part of the family of God. We're cheering, we're heirs, and journey heirs together with Christ Jesus. Now, that's what the book says. I'm going on what the book says. I don't care what you say. I'm talking about what the book says. We're heirs and journey heirs together with Christ Jesus. None of us is better than the other one. None of us are better than nobody. So if you got that air in your head that you're better than somebody else, get it out today before you sit at this table and eat the Lord's body. Get that out of you. That foolishness out of you. You think you're better than me? You better get on your knees right now and pray. Because the Bible says if many eat among this cause, you're going to die. Y'all partake of this unworthy, you're going to die. So if you hate me today, you better pray over it. And ask God to forgive you and mean it in your heart before you partake of his broken body and shed his blood, because you ain't going to make it if you don't. That's his word now. See, we all members, one of the same body, but we don't have the same position. I'm pastor here. There's nobody at my level in this church. I'm pastor. The other ministers fall under me. And we're supposed to be the same mind, the same workship, all with one mind, one spirit, ready to work and to do the will of the Lord. Not fighting one another, not talking against one another, not belittling nobody, but working together in the unity of faith that God has made us to be. He said, we're members one of another here. And we ain't got the same offer, but we got the same Holy Ghost. Good God Almighty. The same Holy Ghost in you is in me. And it ain't no greater thing, it's the same thing. But we got different jobs. And see, this is what God does. Now think about this, y'all. God made everything on earth, didn't he? He made the snake for a purpose. He made the mosquitoes for a purpose. Everything obey God better than we do. I see the cows. I told you I used to work, and I go out there where the cows are in the field, and the cows at 9 o'clock, they line up in a straight line. Go right to the milk dairy, be milked. When the last one get milked, they go back in the field and graze till 3 o'clock, come back and be milked again. Obedient. Ain't no man out there. They hear God and do what God wants them to do. And go back and graze, and then the birds of the air don't go in or put mess up no food up for tomorrow. They let each day speak for itself. We got to have faith in Christ Jesus and do what he say and look for the outcome, like he say. But we don't like to do that. And so say, he say, we being many members, we are one in Christ body. Everyone member one of another. God help me, Jesus. The Spirit governs every member in God's church, and we are helpers one of another. These preachers here are great people. God used them. But ain't now one of them no better than others. You might academically, you might be a little more sound than one another, but you got the same spirit. And God elevates you. The least among you can come up to be the greatest among you. See, this is why I join God. They say, oh, boy, from Sam Town ain't going to be nothing. I'm proud. I'm from Sam Town. I'm from Sam Town. I grew up. And what anybody else get, Lionel can get it too. Because it's right here in this book for him. And if I don't get it, it's on me, and I own you. It's on me. We got to look at that. The Bible says Jesus has no respect to person. What he do for one, he'll do for everybody. But you got to present yourself before him in the fashion that he told you to present yourself. I'm a lot in the church, and every time I look, I'm asking God to do something for me. The Bible says he ain't going to do it. I got to get in line with God's word in order that he do what I want him to do. If I do that, then he gonna govern me appropriately. And then it went on to show so many members in the church, but we one of another. We ain't nobody better than another one. Say, having then gift different according to the grace that is given unto us, whether we be prophets, we let us prophesy according to the portion of faith. If you believe that Jesus died and he got up again and brought salvation to the world, keep bragging on that. Keep bragging. Keep believing. Don't let nobody tell you nothing different. That Jesus died, he was buried, and that he rose again. He got up, and say when he got up, said, but got up with all power, heaven and earth in his hand. And he commissioned me and you and us to go in all the world and tell people the same thing that this Bible said. Don't look over nobody. You know, Peter and them were looking for Jews. They went for the Jewish nation. Which salvation did come to the Jewish nation. But Jesus, when he saved all of them, he sent them to Gentile people. Y'all think they ain't nobody to go to, that's the one I want you to go to. If I'm well learned in the word, don't come to me. Don't come to me trying to tell me nothing. I'm well learned. You see, I'm well learned. What you telling me something for? Tell somebody that ain't learned. But y'all, forgive me. We get up in the church and preach the hell out of everybody in the church. And them people are already fixed, saved, sanctified, and filled with the Holy Ghost, but we want to preach the hell out of them. In the church. When the people in the street, we walk by them. There ain't nobody to us. But in the sight of God, they somebody. They somebody in the sight of God. And he say, the way they used to be, you look at me today, you ain't seen what you used to see. You see a new creature now in Christ Jesus. Old thing gone now. Behold, now everything about me now is different. And I thank God for that today, that he made me different. And then I can stand in the midst of a crooked and perverse nation and shine as a light. Now, Bible, you know, the Bible says he gave all us gifts. Scripture say, having then gift different according to the grace that is given unto us, whether prophesied, prophet, according to the proportion of faith or ministry, let us wait on our ministry, or he that teaches on our teaching. All right now. Linear. You're teaching Christ. You got to sit under somebody that teach. I did that for 3 years. And I went to the seminary and then sit under the pastor for 3 years and let him teach me what to say, how to say it, when to say it. Told me the personality I got to have to please God. I learned all that. Even the seminary training, they taught me history and stuff. It didn't teach me nothing about the Bible. I thank God for that. I got the difference now between seminary and gospel. There is a difference. He's just giving you history to alert me so when I get up and address the people, I won't run wild. I'll be telling what God's saying, not what I say. So a lot of times we take the Bible and say, this is what it means. Stop doing that, especially around me. Don't do that around me. Tell me, this is what it means. Don't you do that around me. It means everything is said. And we ain't smart enough. It's a scripture I done read it in the Bible. It's the wisest men on earth can't discern the things of God's mind. It's in the Bible. I know it's in there. Man, we trying to analyze God's word. Stop there. Let's be servants of Jesus Christ. And a servant ain't nothing but a slave. And a slave obey his master. And Jesus is our master, so we got to obey him. All us don't, we all got gifts. We don't have the same gift. Whatever your gift is, work with it. And talk to God for it. Because you're part of the ministry of Jesus Christ. And let us wait on our ministry. In other words, don't run off. Get anchored first. When a track star get ready to run, he get in his lane. And he wait on hut, get set, and waiting on the gun to fire. And when the gun fire, you take off. And don't you stop till you get to the finish line. Don't let nothing stop you or stagnate you and you're going to the finish line, because you're going to lose. You got to stay focused. There was a time when Jesus was walking on the water and the disciples seen him. Said, "Lord, that is you." He said, "Don't y'all be afraid. This is just me. That's just Jesus." And Peter, bold, big mouth rascal, bold, quick to fight, he'll knock your ear off if you don't watch him. I'm just telling you his history. Mean rascal, bigoted, talk back to you like he's going to whoop you. That's Peter, the disciple that stood and preached the first sermon and 3,000 people were saved. That's Peter. God can use anybody. God's spirit, God called us not through repentance. I promise you that. He can call a thug off the street to come in and make the greatest preacher ever walk this land. You don't have to repent for God to call you. He'll call you and then you repent. That's the way God works. And we have to stay tuned in with him so we can be like him when he yet shall appear. We say, he that exhorted on exhortation, he that giveth, let him do it with simplicity. He that ruleth with diligence. My God, my God. Look, when I say rule with diligence, what I got to do is I teach you, I got to walk in there.
That's right.
The lifestyle of Jesus. It ain't all me getting up in the church and say, "Hallelujah, thank you, Jesus." It's more to it than that. When I say, "Hallelujah, thank you, Jesus," I got to start walking. Directly what he's saying. If I walk in what he's saying, he's going to keep promoting me, keep building me up. Until I say, "Lord, I got enough. I got enough." And then he probably whistle back to me and say, "No, you got a harder journey ahead of you. I want to give you some more." So you go get in the Word, study a little more in the Word, that you can get more insight how to climb that mountain that I got before you. He said, "Show mercy to people with cheerfulness." In other words, when I have mercy on you, you talk to me like a dog. I'm going to talk to you nice. You call me crazy, I'm going to say, "Hey, baby, how you doing? You're so sweet." If it's a man, I'm going to say, "Well, you're big time." So you're big time, or you? If it's a lady, I'm going to say, "You're so sweet and beautiful." A kind word turneth away the wrath. A kind word turneth away God's wrath. You got to keep that in mind. So you don't never cut people down. I'm a living witness. You don't cut people down. Talk nice to them. Assure them that they got the victory. Lift them up. Don't cut them down. We've been down 450 years. We've been all down. Ain't used to going down no more. We need to stay getting up. If you stay getting up, God going to bless us up. And he's going to pick us up. He's going to take us up. When he yet shall appear, we're going to be just like him. So when you show mercy, show up with cheerfulness. Be happy. You know, let you be happy. And the book tells us love without dissimulation. What is dissimulation? God help us. Jesus Christ, Jesus Christ. My Lord, my Lord. We got to, as children of God, we got to walk parallel with what the word of God or what come out of our mouth. You got to walk parallel with it. You don't need to be divided. A divided house going to fall. But when we together in unity of God's spirit, we going to stand, and ain't nothing on this earth can separate us. That's called the God's way of thing. If you dislike me, I love you. You ain't going to take my reward from me. Mm-mm. Oh, Lord. If you're talking against me, I'm going to speak good of you. Because I want God to, he write, take notes every day. Every day, take notes. He know what I say and what I don't say. He know what I did and what I didn't do. And what he do, he take notes. And when I stand before his judgment, Watch this now. He tell me, why you didn't teach this, that, and the other? I can't say, but they wouldn't listen. I can't say that because he's going to put the videotape right back on me and show me I didn't say nothing. I didn't stand up for him. See, the Lord got a videotape the whole world, and when he get ready, you stand before him, he can show your part. That's how wise he is. So, y'all, sometimes we think we're getting slick. Nobody else know it? God know it already. He's omnipresent. He say he'll never leave you nor forsake you. What do you do when you get doing your silly stuff? This is what he do. He stand back. He ain't going to leave you. He can't lie. He just stand back and watch you. And when you get in your predicament and you get in a jam and can't get out of it, what the first thing we do? Oh, Lord. Oh, Lord. Lord, help me. Help me, Lord. If God was like we was, he'll say, why you ain't called me a while ago? He's not like us. He's a perfect God. He's a perfect spirit. The Bible said those that worship God must worship him in spirit and in the truth. If I don't call him today, why when I get in the jam, I call him? He's the same God. He got the same power, same authority. He sent Jesus, a perfect man, into a sinful world to take on the sins of the whole world, die on Calvary's cross that we may be saved. He's the same God, same Jesus. He said, I want you to love together, walk. When you talk how much you love somebody, let me see how you love them. When I was hungry, you ain't fed me. You told me, say, yeah, I work for mine, you work for yours. That's just common stuff that we say. When I went to jail, Paul's accused and went to jail, you didn't come see me. When they was lying on me, you didn't take up on me. When I didn't have shoes to wear, you didn't offer me no shoes, no slippers or whatever. When I was thirsty, you didn't give me the drink. So we need to do it how God say do it. He say, abhor that which is evil. Hate that evil stuff. And say, cleave to that which is good. Handle the good stuff. God gave all us wisdom, some wisdom, portion of wisdom that all of us got in here today. And this is what he tell us. We can know the things that's right and know the things that's wrong. Everybody in here know right from wrong. I promise you. Everybody in here know right from wrong. And when wrong start popping up, this is what the Bible says, shun the bare appearance of evil. I don't care if you're my friend. If you're doing evil, I'm through with you. If you want to do good, I'm with you. If you want to do evil, you don't have me. Joshua said this, choose ye this day who you're going to serve. You're going to serve the gods on the other side of the flood, the other side of the river, or you're going to choose the only true and living God. But as for me and my household, we're going to serve the Lord. When a man says, as for me and my household, we're going to serve the Lord, he's saying a mouthful. I represent a lot of us men, we male chauvinists. Woman can't say nothing to me. I'm going to be real with you. That's what's in me. A woman ain't got the ability to talk to me. But Jesus said we all as and journey as together. And that's what he told me. We help us one of another. When a man and his wife marry, they become what? One. And what God say to one, he say what? Both of them. God want us to see and understand the things that he have let us see. So we have to hate evil stuff and love good stuff. And this, look, if we don't want to say this, be kindly affectionate one to another with brotherly love. Lord, help me. kindly affectionate. In other words, you should have a heart. Everybody been born again ought to have a heart. You should have a heart of God, a patient heart, a loyal heart, a loving heart. That ought to be in you. Every one of us in here that have been born again, we ought to have a loving heart. We ought to have a forgiving heart. We ought to be able to overcome evil with good. When you tell me down, I'm going to pick you up. I know it don't seem in natural life that's the right way, but that's God's way. He said he going to pay. Now watch it. What I need to try to pay you for? God said he going to pay. According to every work, everything you did, God said he going to pay you. What I'm going to give my money to you for? And you got a paycheck coming later. No, Lord. I'm going to keep the little change I got. He going to pay you. His pay is better than mine. Because I can't give eternal life. And his call is not because of repentance. He called you when you're in your worst life that exists. God will call you. I know I was trained this too. You got to clean everything up before God used you. No, that's not so. He called you on the spot. He started developing you on the spot. He started teaching you on the spot. Until he gets you where he wants you to be, then he going to say, thy good and thy faithful servant, well done. I give my best to you. I give the only thing I had, the only person I had, I gave it to you, that you may have life and have it more abundant. Now, I'm getting ready to criticize a little bit. Next verse says, not slothful. In business, fervent in spirit. Slowful, that means you ain't doing nothing. You're lazy and trifling. Can I tell the truth? It's good to give God praise. The duties of deacons, let me help y'all. To take care of all the affairs of the church, not the pulpit, the affairs of the church. Getting the yard clean, seeing that we are paper for the copier, seeing that everything in the church look nice, seeing it clean up. All, that's the deacon's job. Preacher's job is the word. That's what they call a deacon for. Take care of the other affairs of the church while the preacher stay in the word. I'm scripture. I back it up myself. 6th chapter of Acts. I know I'm right. I ain't got to ask nobody to say amen. I'm on point. If you deacons don't have a physical labor in your church, you ain't doing what God said. You got to have spiritual affair and physical affair in the church of God in order to please God. If you don't have that, you got to check on yourself. It's easy for me to get up here and teach the word of God. But if I don't have a lifestyle work in me, I ain't what God say I am. I should be. Same thing applies to deacons. Deacons, one of the things that you need to do, apply yourself and get yourself straight so you start giving communion. That's your job. That's your job, not the preacher's job. Not even the usher's job. The usher's just a helpmate. And I always can depend on them ladies, but I talk to some of you knucklehead men. Y'all look at me like I'm crazy. And you should be thanking God that he changed me. I'm serious. Take care of your job. I see deacons. Now, we had a lot of mess in the city of Alexandria, Louisiana. The deacon was trying to run the church. That's pitiful. Ain't nowhere in the Bible said deacon supposed to run a church. That's the pastor's duty. The deacon, well, Reb, you got to do this, you got to have this. You can't do this. We don't want this. That ain't your want. You ain't got no want. You need to go back in the little house behind the hill and get a bell put on your tail so you learn something. If you do your job, the Spirit with you, just like it with me, we're going to have peace and harmony and love all over the church. When somebody come to the church, they're going to say, ooh, so I felt all the love in that church. All the peace and the love, the joy in that church. I felt it. I want to go back again. But when the preacher and the deacon always arguing, can't see eye to eye, both of them wrong. The preacher and the deacon wrong. Because they ought to have the wisdom, know a kind word, turn away the wrath. If they don't know that, they don't need to be no deacon or a preacher. A kind word turns away the wrath. If you don't know that, you don't need to be no deacon. There's nobody in here I'm going to get boastful with. Nobody. I don't care what you say to me. I ain't going to get boastful with you. I'm going to treat you nice like you're a king, like you're a queen. God ain't sent me here. 7th chapter of Matthew said, don't judge nobody. He said, whatever judgment you meet, it's going to be measured to you again. Don't judge nobody. Let's put the church back where God put it in the beginning. Peace, love, and joy. Patient understanding the truth. The Bible said, don't be slow for your business. It's all right to serve and worship God, to be fervent in the spirit, but we got to serve God. Faith without work is what? It's dead. If you got all the spirit and the Holy Ghost you got jumping all over you, if you ain't doing nothing, you're dead. You're dead as a doornail. And you need to come back to get survived again. Maybe come back to the altar and be renewed in the spirit again. The church is falling apart because of no work. No work is falling apart. And we got to get back into the groove that Jesus put us in. And I thank God today for these words of encouragement. And you need to know and show mercy one to another, and then stay in the word, and you're going to be overtaken by the goodness of God. And he's going to bless you abundantly. And you'll be blessed.
God bless you. We hope that this message has encouraged your heart. We invite you to come worship with us at our Sunday school service beginning at 9 a.m., our morning worship service at 11 a.m., Bible study every Wednesday night from 7 to 8. If you would like to correspond with this ministry, you can write us at 2627 Willow Glen Road, Alexandria, Louisiana. Again, thank you, and may God bless you.
Kelly's Sitting Services is an in-home, non-medical care provider agency serving Central Louisiana. Kelly's provides VA services and waiver services such as Children's Choice, Community Choice, EPSDT PCS, LT PCS, Now SIL, and private duty services. Kelly's is seeking attendants who have a love for people and who want to assist others to remain in the community for as long as possible. Kelly's can be reached at 318-793-8453 for your in-home care needs.
Lord, you've done so much for me.
Kelly's Sitting Services Incorporated is a proud sponsor of KAYTKQJOFM. Are you grateful today?
God bless you. We hope that this message has encouraged your heart. We invite you to come worship with us at our Sunday school service beginning at 9 a.m., our morning worship service at 11 a.m., Bible study every Wednesday night from 7 to 8. If you would like to correspond with this ministry, you can write us at 2627 Willow Glen Road, Alexandria, Louisiana. Again, thank you, and may God bless you.